D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Adam Vingen here with you. Let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and bring in our friend, Chad Withrow from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on OutKick. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So Joey Aguilar's eligibility hearing is underway. How do you expect it to go?
So I think that it actually just wrapped, and they decided to not give a ruling today. The judge said he's going to deliberate and come back at a future date, but that the temporary restraining order will stay in place until he gives a final ruling. You know, my big takeaway from it was the judge was really hung up on not giving exact numbers on what the market value is for a starting quarterback. He was very interested in getting exact numbers on how much he's turning down, how much the market is for a quarterback of his skill level, and all of those things. So he was, look, this was not some rollover hometown judge performance. Now, it may end up being ruled in Joey Aguilar's favor, but I was almost expecting that dude who ruled on Bediako that was, you know, in the Alabama Crimson Club or whatever when they first got the restraining order, but then he got relieved from the proceeding. So that's not what Joey Aguilar got today. So we're going to wait and see. I mean, look, guys, I think we all agree it's not a good thing for the sport. But I also have a hard time understanding why Diego Pavia would get the extra year and not ruling out his JUCO years and Aguilar wouldn't. But this really opens up the floodgate. If you just start saying everyone who ever played JUCO, those years didn't count towards college eligibility.
Yeah, where did that start? It doesn't even seem like, Chad, that ends up being – in the argument, it's all like, how much money would he get if he could play one more year? But like, we all would love to play one more year. That's not the point, right? It's how long do you get to play in college? That's really what it should come down to.
Yeah, I think the Trinidad Chambliss thing, Willie, was totally different. You know, watching, and I watched some of that hearing yesterday, because what he's arguing is something totally different. Basically, he had a respiratory infection from a tonsillitis or tonsillectomy in 2022 and didn't play a snap that season. And apparently Ferris State didn't apply for a medical red shirt, so it counted against his eligibility because of a clerical error. And even the coach admitted that, well, he told them that he was a medical red shirt, but they didn't file the paperwork. Doesn't exactly make Ferris State look great in all of this, but I would understand, you know, giving him back that medical red shirt year the way they did. That makes a little more sense to me. And I mean, yes, of course, like everyone, if they could get one more year, would love to have that. And yeah, it does suck that you don't get to make a lot of money to play in the SEC for one more year. But if the fight and the argument is going to continue on about JUCO shouldn't count, it won't count moving forward. I just think that's a bad precedent, bad slippery slope. It was bad it was good for Vandy and Pavia. I think it's bad for everyone else. I'll say the same about Tennessee. I don't think any of this is what's best for college football.
But do we just need to make it simple and make an age limit and just say, look, once you get, I don't care what happened, whether it was a clerical error or you had this or that, once you get 24, that's it. We can debate and negotiate what the age is. But to me, it's got to stop somewhere. We can't just keep letting this happen.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's – and I noticed this in the Pavia – so that Pavia case continues. And I know his attorney argued this, and I actually like this part of it. He said, if you really want to help out high school kids, get rid of unlimited transfers and go back to the one-time transfer rule. You get one transfer for free, and that's it. You got to sit out if you do it again.
I'm fine with that.
That would eliminate the leveraging over and over, right, of guys bouncing from school to school and trying to get a little bit more money each path along the way. That could help out those high school seniors that want opportunities because it would cut out those older guys doing that. I'm with you, Willie. If it's, you know, 5 years to play four, if it's 6 years to play five, if you're going to rule that JUCO doesn't count – let's just make it consistent, whatever it is, where you don't have 26 and 27-year-olds playing college sports.
It's very simple. You could just make it very simple by one of those things, either five to play four, five period, six to play, you know, whatever we decide, that's it. Then we don't have to worry about this guy or that guy appealing this or appealing that, because these hearings affect a relatively small amount of people individually. But what it does, when you rule in favor of one of these guys, it affects hundreds of kids, because the more precedents that are set, the more there's a logjam that I thought would be relatively short in 2020. That's where it all started, right? They opened the box by saying, well, this year doesn't count, where they probably should have done right by everybody and just said, you know, life's tough. This is a tough break for this group of kids. But instead, they've affected 6 or 7 years of high school kids and counting.
Yeah, and even yes. Look, I love five to play five. If you enter NCAA sports out of high school, five years. Let's just say we go to that.
That's fine.
Okay,
with
it's
me.
Not 4 years. You can get your graduate degree. 5 years. If you're a stud freshman and you don't want to go pro after 3 or 4 years, you can stay for that fifth year. I'm good with that. I would be good with even kind of a compromise of, if you have to go the JUCO route, then after 1 year, you could start that five-year clock. If it's 2 years, I feel like one of those 2 years has to count towards eligibility. So let's say you had to go to JUCO for 2 years. Well, when you start at 20 or whatever, you got 4 years at that point. You get one free NCAA year that doesn't count because you played JUCO. The other one has to count. But even if you had a compromise with that, it would be a much better system of rules than what we have now. I think the biggest thing, though, and this is what I want to see, I want to see two-year agreements. You know, I love the college baseball model of, if you go to college, you got to stay for 3 years. I'd love to see this, now that the teams have to share revenue with the athletes as part of this agreement. I think it should work both ways. I think it's a two-year deal. Now, if both sides want to get out of it, there could be a way to do that. But I think it's 2 years. I think you get one free transfer. If you go somewhere you don't like it, or you just want to go somewhere else and make more money, have at it. You get to do it once. You do it a second time, you sit out a year, just like the old rules. I really think that would help. First off, it would clean up the sport. It would make it way more enjoyable for those of us that love watching college sports. We would get to know players a lot better at our individual schools. I think it's a win-win for everyone. Now, there's going to be lawyers that argue, well, you know, I'm an agent for these players, and you are limiting my access to money. You're limiting my ability to go and leverage my player against every other SEC team or Big Ten team and see how much more they can get every year. But, I mean, what are we doing if that's the sole purpose of all this? If that's going to be the argument every time is, man, I'm not making the money that I could, then at some point, I don't know what to tell them. That's life.
Well, and just to compare it to Pavia, because, and you tell me if you see a difference. Pavia is 2 years younger than Aguilar. Maybe you give me his argument better, because I don't know exactly all the details of his argument, but he entered junior college, Aguilar did, in 2019. I mean, they're just, common sense would tell you should be out of college by now.
Yeah, I think he sat out. So he had a COVID year in there, right? He went to one junior college and then sat out a year. He wanted to be a fireman or something as part of his story. Then he went to Diablo Valley, I think, for 2 years. Then App State for 2 years.
Right.
And then UCLA, but UCLA cut him when Nico came in, so he went to Tennessee. I mean, yeah. Look, I also say, Willie, I was at UT when Kelly Washington was like a 28-year-old phenom.
Right.
That receiver. So, you know, who never played college football and played professional baseball.
Right, that should end, too. That should end, too. Chris Winkie, and that should be. I played with Chris Winkie in 1994 in the Blue Jays organization, and in 1999, he's the Heisman Trophy winner all those years later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
It's not right. Those guys shouldn't be in college.
Yeah, no, look, I'm agreeing with you on this. I just think that if it's going to, like, if you're going to set the precedent, and I said this with Pavia, like, good for him. He got a good lawyer and all of that. But, like, if you start to set this precedent, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has college availability based on his time in JUCO before he went to Cal at this point. Not that Aaron Rodgers is going to go back and play college football. But you see my point of all the doors that open if this happened. And, Willie, you hit on this, too. Think about baseball. Think about college baseball guys. Think if you got a guy who was struggling in rookie ball or A ball or double A, and you could go to that player now that never played in college. And you could pull an Nate Oates, and we get to the postseason, and some coach says, hey, I've got my Friday starter now.
Yeah.
It's this guy who's been playing pro baseball for the last 5 years, who's 23 years old. I mean, that's going to immediately make someone a contender.
That's no different.
Why not try it? There's no difference with that. Just bring him back and let him play college sports. I hate it.
Chad Withrow is with us on D-Mays, Vingan, and Donick. Chad, are the Vanderbilt women a legitimate national championship contender in college basketball?
And I saw that score last night. I didn't see the game, and I went back and watched the highlights. But I saw that score, and absolutely. I mean, I think they're, what, fourth in the country right now? And you see what they just did to Texas, who is a legitimate national championship contender. You know, I think what women's basketball has done a good job of in recent years is there were so many years where it was UConn, huge gap, everyone else. There were years where it was Tennessee, huge gap, everyone else. South Carolina, big gap, everyone else. Baylor, huge gap, everyone else. You got more contenders now. You know, UConn looks dominant, and I know they're undefeated. But I look up and down the SEC, and Vandy is right there at the top. South Carolina is going to have a shot. Texas is really good. Oklahoma's good. But Vandy just ran through Oklahoma and Texas. Yeah, they got a great shot at it. And I think it's a part of the sport being better that you don't just have that one team running away from everyone.
I'm sure you're keeping tabs on the Winter Olympics, and there have been a lot of interesting stories coming out of the Winter Olympics. We talked about the Norwegian biathlete who admitted on national television that he cheated on the love of his life.
Wonder how that's going for him, by the way.
Oh my gosh, what a bad move!
Is she back?
I got a lot of thoughts.
Unless it worked.
I mean, the worst thing. Look, the dude made a mistake, but like the worst thing you can do now is put it out there in public. You are a celebrity for doing that. So now for his special someone, that's how she's known by everyone. Oh, you're the girl he cheated on.
Right.
That he announced on national TV, like forever. Like you could have just kept it between you two and had a much better shot at reconciliation. But instead, he put it all out there and it, in turn put shame on her, which was not a good move. That was really bad by the Norwegian.
Now, there's
we got to get the rest of the story, though, because if it works, then how many other guys are going to try that and say, I got to go public? Go public with the cheat.
I feel like, Willie, all that he's doing is making himself feel better. You know, I got to clear my own conscience, guys. Got to clear my soul here. I did this. I'm so sorry. I'm like, you're making it worse on her. I just feel like you're inherently making everything worse on that girl by going public with that. But, hey, that's just me. Maybe things are different in Scandinavia. My wife is, you know, part Swedish, so maybe she can tell me if it would work. But I don't think it's going to work. We'll wait for the results. But the judge's ruling is in for me, and I don't think it's going to be good.
You may have also seen the story of the Slovak fugitive who had been on the run for 16 years, finally getting arrested because he turned up to Italy to watch the Slovakian men's hockey team.
He did it for the game. He had to see the hockey.
But you know what? He did not actually see the game. He was arrested before the game or during the game. He did not get to see the game. So it was all for naught.
But Chad, think about this. He's somewhere in hiding, you know, just like Harrison Ford. Hey, what was the name of the fugitive?
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Richard Kimball. I knew Chad would come to
our fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball.
Yes.
Go get him, boys.
All right.
Yes, Tommy Lee Jones.
That's right. Great, great movie. Great TV show before that. So this fugitive is sitting there going, yeah, you know, I've baited for 16 years. We got the Olympics right here. I'm going to go to the game. Who knows how many other games he's been to where he wasn't caught. But he went down. Slovakian hockey team.
Can you imagine, like, this? First off, this is an amazing commercial and ad for Slovakian hockey. I mean, I would use this guy over every poster, over everything. This team is so good, and the passion is so high that he risked his freedom to go watch this team play. You know, you should go watch this game in Prague also, or wherever they're going to be playing next, right? I mean, that is a great ad for Slovakian hockey that it's so good. People risk their freedom to go watch them play. And I just see the guy, he's got a lot of national pride. You know, like maybe he just thought, they'll turn a blind eye because I'm just here to support my fellow countrymen, and it's not a big deal. I feel bad for him. But I think, you know, his story is almost better than the Norwegian guy.
Yeah.
I feel like he comes out of this better than him.
And the Slovakians are 2-0. They've rallied behind this guy.
Yeah. Hey, he should be their unofficial mascot. Maybe he can give them the pep talk before the next game.
Here's what I loved about this story. Italy's military police managed to track down and arrest the man Wednesday after he checked into a campsite in the outskirts of Milan thanks to an automatic alert from the campsite reception. Now he has been taken to prison to serve a pending sentence of 11 months and 7 days.
So first part, I just now learned that Italy has military police. I didn't even know they had MPs in Italy, so good for them that they had them tracking him down. And second part, he went to a campsite. So, I mean, he's fully embedded of being a guy on the lam. If you were just camping out at different places and not even renting a room or doing any of that, he knows how to go under the radar. So it does make all of this even more surprising.
Chad Withrow of Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow has been our guest on DMA's Vingan and Donick. He joins us every Friday. Chad, thank you so much for your time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Guys, I'll be rushing to get back on your show like that Norwegian cross-country skier going 6 miles per hour uphill the whole way. That's going to be my level of effort to get back.
We appreciate that. Thank you. 615-737-1025. Just so many interesting stories coming out of the Olympics that have nothing to do with what's actually happening in these competitions. There are more. I've lost track. But my two favorites, the Norwegian biathlete pouring his heart out on national TV and the Slovak fugitive getting caught after 16 years and not even managing to see the game, which was a great game for Slovakia.
A great game.
Maybe you're right, Willie. Maybe the Slovaks will rally around this man. 615-737-1025. Speaking of the Olympics, I do have an Olympic-related Nashville-adjacent thought that I want to get out coming up next. 615-737-1025. NASCAR action is on the Game Nashville Sports Network all season, starting at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Catch live coverage of the NASCAR Truck Series race fresh from Florida 250 on 1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.